Blog Talk Radio.
One,
brother's name, Wali Ali. Man, the world to remove. There's no image that should be looked at as God. So we're here tonight on this broadcast radio station calling people back again to the oneness of God, that God is one and one alone. And there's nothing in this creation that we can put together with our minds, with our heads, with looking in the creation and call it Allah. We say Allah is bigger than anything that we can imagine. So we thank Allah for allowing us to be here tonight on the Talk Talk Radio Station, calling the people back to the oneness of God. And calling them back, we let them know there's no force in this religion. But if you got a religion that makes God a man, call God something of creation, then you are in a religion that's not legit. It's unnatural. It's not from God. It is something that takes away from God. So all praise is due to Allah, Lord, chair, sustainer of all worlds. He wants us to worship him in spirit and the truth and recognize all of the prophets and recognize that he sent this last prophet that now we're living in the judgment, because the last prophet is no other than Prophet Muhammad. So anything man do and man thinks he's getting away with it, no matter how low down, how cruel it is, he would never be able to get away with it, because Allah sees and knows everything. We want people to know that, even though they don't believe that. So when that day come and they hear and they see what we were saying, they can only say, well, at least somebody did try to warn me, but I didn't listen. So all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, chair, and sustainer of the world, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. And he left us the final revelation, and they called Al-Quran. And this revelation comes to clip all the revelation that came before it. It's the extension of all the revelation that comes. It's not nothing new. But if you never heard it, and most people have not heard it, because Satan's job is to paint a picture, turn you away from this book. And he has been successful in many cases. But many people, they don't want to read the Quran because it's not a Bible. They act like the Bible is the only book that God sent to humanity. And that's not true. Allah tells us in the Quran, they cannot corrupt this book. This book is guarded by angels. He didn't say that about no other book. He never said that about the Bible. He never said that about the Torah. And it must not be a guarded book, the Torah, because you can't hardly find one. In the Bible, you got so many versions of the Bible. Which one will you believe? Some of them say one thing and others say the other. And which one will you believe? It got truth in it, but you got to search for the truth. You got to look deep for the truth. And then once you get it, you got to weigh the truth against what is facts, what is right, what is wrong. You're not doing that. Then the book has been tampered with it, and it cannot help you. But the book says Jesus died for the sins of this world. And we know that's a lie. Evidence showed that he could not die for the sins of the world, because the sins of any people, if they get caught sinning or killing or stealing, he's going to jail. And they ain't going to turn you loose and let you get a bond, pay some money to get out. You can't get out on the idea that somebody already done died for your sin, and they can't hold you no more. You can't get out on that. You tried to get out on that. So the lie is a lie, and there ain't no truth in it. So God had to send a last revelation called Al-Quran, which has plenty of truth in it. This book come to free us. Free us from what? Free us from all of the lies that this world sent forth. All of the lies that this world want to give us. It will set us free from that. So that's why the Quran had to come, because the people have took the Bible and somewhat corrupted it. So now we want to bring the truth clearly because we have the Al-Quran. Al-Quran said don't make no image of God. Don't make nothing in the sky, nothing on earth, make nothing in the water and call it good. That's everywhere. I mean, that's everything. That covers everything. So is that true? The image that they have made have produced all of the falsehood and all the evil that we see in the world. So who you think been chosen to get rid of this? The people that brought it not going to change it because they benefit from that. When you look at the people that brought us those lies, they benefit. They own everything. They control most of the economic existence in this world. They control that. So they not going to let it go. You can go to any big city, and you can look at the big skyscrapers that there. That's New York. Skyscrapers everywhere. You can look up and see all them big buildings hanging in the sky, hanging on earth. And the sad thing about it, we own none of them. Why that we're supporting the people that own those big skyscrapers, but we are not supporting each other and owning our own. Why? What that come from? That come from a man called Willie. He taught the slave master trickology, how to enslave a slave. That's what he taught him. He used all of the tricks. One trick he used was he would go with the women, the maids and the cooks and stuff in the house. Then he would tell one he would love them. Then he would tell the other he loved them, tell the other he loved them. Then everything he need to know, they would bring it back to him. Was somebody going wrong? Was somebody said something about him? All that information came back through the maids and through the cooks that, because he told them that he loved them. He put them against each other. And it was easy to, once you give people an image of God that look like you, it's easy to maneuver them away back to you. So these women, and still today, they look at the Caucasian man as closer to God, and you get one, you be better off in life. That's why the African-American man and woman marry Caucasian people, because they hate themselves. And the idea of that, they think they're getting something better than they ever had in their life. And that's the psychological effect of that lie. So the truth had to come. Truth comes and clear up all the falsehood that we've been given. Well, you can't love yourself. You can't love yourself holding the image of a God and it don't look like you. We had to have Master Farad Muhammad come here And tell her that God came in our image to make us love ourselves. And as Muslims, we love ourselves, and we still do. And we know that Master Farad Muhammad was not God. He bought a trick. He reversed the trick that was given to us. He brought the understanding. He had to reverse that trick. So he brought that to us, that we are gods. And we know we weren't no gods. We could hardly pay our bill. We could hardly keep food in the refrigerator. We could hardly work. And we had to work like cows. We had to work hard for any money we got. We didn't enjoy our life a lot. 10, 15 hours a day. Hold on for just a second. Somebody trying to call. Allahu Akbar. So we here tonight. We have the blueprint on how to make this world. Because he man wanted to see Muhammad. May Allah, peace and blessings be upon him. Left it with him. We have to have a new Africa. And what is new Africa? New Africa is we running and owning and managing the business and the school and the playground and everything that we have with our own police, with polices, with people, real true police. To a word police means a peacemaker. And we don't see nowhere in America no police force carrying peacemaker. They carry problem maker. They carry people who goes against the Constitution that they swore to live by. They're very ignorant people, and they become bullies and oppressors. So they're not true police, not all of them, but majority of them are not 50 even be called a police, because they're just, when you look at the internet, when you look at YouTube, you see where they oppress people, where they threaten to lock people up because the person spoke the truth. So that's the same way they would do Christ if he could come back in, because Jesus said, know the truth. And they would have locked him up, throwed him down, and beat him and then tell him, stop resisting. Then they would have shot him with the electric gun. Why? Because this is what evil people do. They don't want nothing good. They don't want nothing righteous. They want to be a dominant force over people. And so their time is up. That's why Allah said in the final revelation, they let us know their time is up. Now, from now on, it's judgment. Nobody leave this world without getting God's judgment. Other words, whatever they do from this point on, from since the prophet's been there, they take that lifestyle, and they take the life they live with them to the grave. If the life was not what the scripture said it should be, then there's a punishment coming to them. So all praise are due to Allah, Lord, Chairman, Sustainer of all the world. Let me bring Brother Hameed Muhammad up. He raised his hand. And I want to hear what he got to say. So, assalamu alaikum, Brother Hameed.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, Brother Alameen. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Allah is God. We know that. We know Allah is God. And Allah is merciful, and Allah is just. Alhamdulillah. Sure. And I would just like to say that this morning, which is January the 11th, the South African government filed charges against Israel for genocide, charging them for genocide. And they filed that charge of genocide in the International Court of Justice. It's the highest authority in the United Nations. South Africa brought it. A brother named Ronald Mtola, something, and a sister. And, you know, these are the lead lawyers in charging Israel with genocide. Or they lay it out. He said, well, everybody looked at October the 7th, you know, but Israel goes back before October 7th for 70 years of violations of human rights and breaking the law of the international law and crimes against humanity 70 years before October the 7th. October the 7th was the day that Hamas killed the 1,200 Israelis. But, you know, the charges, they goes back before that, you know, and this is what, and this what Israel is doing now. They say more than 23,000 Palestinians have been killed, and 10,000 of those Palestinians have been children. 10,000 have been children. And South Africa, I was very proud that South Africa and this and the South African, you know, the South African people quoted Nelson Mandela saying that Africa or South Africa can't be free without the Palestinians, you know, being free in so many words. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. You know, he's dead now, of course, Nelson Mandela, but they quote him, you know, as you know, the father of the nation, you know. So if they filed these charges at The Hague and somewhere in Switzerland. And it's the difference between the ICJ, International Court of Justice, and the ICC. The ICC is the International Criminal Court. ICC is International Criminal Court, where people should be charged with the actual crime, and, you know, and they got to pay some way. You know, they got to pay. They got to pay with they like something, you know, International Criminal Court. Is so it's different. So Allah, he's in charge of everything, but he does not let things go unpunished. He's the last word on everything. And so this is, it's a lesson, it's a sign in all this that's happening with the Palestinians. It looks so horrible. Like the lady said, the sister, I should have wrote her name down, who is one of the lead attorneys with, so she's from India, you know, because there's a lot of Indians in South Africa. And she said that the film and stuff is so horrible that it's hard to even look at. The blood and the suffering and everything. It's hard to even look at. You can't even, you know, that's what she said, you know. And so South Africa filed an 84-page and charges, 84 pages against Israel. So, inshallah, so it's in the works. and other organizations actually stated, you know, that they support South Africa. A couple Muslim groups and like Bolivia and other countries. How you doing? Looks like it's about maybe 12 or 13 other countries, you know, because Israel's a bully. Israel's a bully, and they threaten people. Oh, you must be you must be with the terrorists and all that, you know. And, yeah, Israel's a bully. So it's filed today, so tomorrow, Israel is going to respond. Today they filed it. South Africa filed it Thursday. And so Israel is going to have a chance to defend what they are doing. And I don't see no way in the world they could defend what they do. That's overkill, super overkill. It's not what they say. It's not proportional. Not proportional response. And Israel got, the South Africa in their indictment or their charges against Israel, they got a lot of the statements that, like, the government hired the prime minister and the secretary of defense and the Israel Defense Force and all kind of statements that they have made saying, we're going to cut off the food, cut off the water, cut off the electricity, and cut off the fuel, so nothing going to go in. And see, the people are actually starving. They starved and are dead. So it's a lot more people that's going to be found underneath the rubble, because it's still rubble. And the final count of the dead is going to come. It's going to come. Of course, they're keeping the numbers down, you know. One Palestinian brother said, no, it's like 300,000, you know. And I was very proud, and makes me or any right-thinking person feel good, because, you know, it was looking like, Israel wasn't paying attention to nobody. And looked like, Biden was going along with it, even though Biden kind of changed the tune. It was telling Israel to slow down. Well, you're killing, you're just bombing and killing and bombing and killing and bombing and killing. Yeah. But Israel, bully. They got nuclear weapons. You know what I mean? Bully. They got a lot of weapons from the West and everything. And so, and that government of Netanyahu, they say right. They say it's right, far right, and ultra right. Ultra right wing. In other words, they just, like a fanatic. They like fanatic. And they don't have no kind of respect for human life. And that's why it's so good to be a Muslim who respects human life. Human life. Because Allah created the life. Allah created the life. He creates life and death. It's all here, you know, and no one should take the place and just, you know, take human life. The Quran says if you take one life, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like taking the life of all of humanity. So that's a way of Allah showing us. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. If you save a life, it's like saving the life of all humanity. So, you know, the heart of the world, like the world was behind South Africa. And Alhamdulillah. So that's such a great thing. Such a great thing. And Alhamdulillah. Okay, I turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll turn it back over to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Allah Akbar, thank you. Yeah, it's a shame that so many people in Israel are going to face the fire for following bad leadership or being the evil. Yeah, there's no escape. No matter how many bombs they drop or how many they kill, their life don't come to an end. And when Allah gets ready, he's going to stop all of that. Allah knows. Allah's plan and his plan going to outride their plan. Anytime an African-American nation, the nation stand up and once with, you know, oppression situation, stand up, then other people stand up. The people were not standing up because they're afraid of Israel. Not because of Israel, because of the crooked people that work behind the scene in the so-called United States who said one thing and do another. The hypocrites over Israel and Durs and this America, these hypocrites. The one that's talking about mission is impossible and make mission so-called impossible. Nobody gets away with that.
Right.
Nobody. Payday is coming because the Lord of all the world sees and knows all things and everything any of us do is written down. And it follows us to the grave. So there's like that life after sleep, that life after death. And when they wake up in the real reality, they gonna wish they never have done that. That's more hurt than somebody dropping a bomb on them now. They never, yeah, because this is temporary life. So well, no matter how many people they killed and sent for, and they are coming and they gonna have to go and whatever they've done, they're gonna lead them straight to the hellfire, and that's what they want then. That's what they get because they'll remember somebody tried to stop them. Somebody tried to help them not to be like that. So they're going to remember that. That's going to come too. One thing about that's why scripture comes with clear understanding. And these people not following the scripture. They're trying to say God gave them that land. And you actually show me how God gave it to you. They can't show you. They can show you that those people there first, and they don't say God gave it to them. They say God gave it to them, but why they weren't there first? So that all the lies they tell is coming. It's on the way to end because the rejection of spies is on the thing. That's an American one who they say would be nothing. Ain't gonna never be nothing. We're only seeing with this truth. And we gonna work with what Allah tells us to work. We're going to love who Allah tells us to love. And we're going to dislike who Allah dislikes. Inshallah. So, inshallah. So, we still here working. Calling people. I was on YouTube today. The last time I was on YouTube, I said something about Those Jews cut me right off. Because I know they run the media. I know they control just about everything. I know they control, but the love of Allah overrides however they feel about me. However they think about people that don't like what they're doing. The good people in the world don't care. It is. So all praise due to Allah. So humbly, say Chamaradin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu la Muhammad Rasulullah. We back when this again. There will never be any saying deserves our worship besides Allah.
Big pictures of 40, that was the 20. But okay, all right.
There's only one, the one God. He's the one who lives and he never dies. He is the creator of all of us. Planner says to test all of us to see which one is worthy, which one will stand the test of time that he or she had to go through in this world to make it. And one of the tests is how much do you love your creator? How much do you love the one who gave you this life? Did you pray to him? Did you thank him for what the air that you breathe, the good life that he gave you? Did you thank him for that? If you didn't thank him for that, you didn't show no appreciation for that, then you are becoming the big loser. You are becoming the big loser. So we said to you, praying is one connection that you have to, that you make when you pray. You make a connection to the one who gave you the life, and that's Almighty God. You preach, you thank God for blessing you with a mom and a father. But you thank God for allowing you to come on, be a guest on this earth and be a guest who get the opportunity to prove to the Creator that you love him. And for that, God said that the reward he gave you, this world has nothing that they can give you with measure up to what he want to give you for doing right in this life. Temporary life, 100 years, 50 years, 25 years, a temporary life. Nothing live forever but the creator of this life, the creator of life. And the next life is longer. It says everlasting. So that's the life you want to see, the everlasting life. This temporary life that you have here, it's going to come, it's on, they're going to come, and they're going to come. But the everlasting life, once you get there, you're there forever. And Allah make it very plain that that your youth going to be returned. You're going to return back to a younger, a youthful age. You're not going to be old, and you're not going to get sick anymore. You're not going to never worry about food anymore, worry about getting cold or hot. Remember about nothing. Everything is going to be for your liking. Everything is going to be something that you earn, and that's all the good you can earn. God's going to give it to you, and you're going to say, this is what I live for. This other world should be. But they wasn't there in this world, but it's here like that now in this new world that I'm in. So praises be to Allah. All credit and all praise go to one creator who lives and he never died. He never was a baby and never had any babies. We have creation. We are all of his creation. But being tested, passing through. And as we pass through, we take a record, we collect a record, we collect a life that is supposed to be pleasant to God, good to live, being nice to one another. But this world is coming to an end quickly. There's a woman in court now. Killing her three babies. Another woman in there for killing her two babies. There's a woman and a man in there for killing their baby, killing her baby. Starved the baby to death. beat the baby to death. Baby didn't weigh no more than it weighed when it was born. What kind of mother, what kind of so-called man would want to kill a baby? And he and she was a baby. And they mistreated that baby. And they don't think nothing should be done to them. And for that mistreatment of the baby, now the judge will give them life without parole. So they will be in jail for the rest of their life. Only time they gonna see the outside of when they get ready to put their body, their remains in the ground. But what? But who can they blame? Huh? If you didn't love the baby, you could have put the baby up for the adoption. You should have brought no strange man, because you had to be a strange man to come in your house and abuse your child. You sit there and let him do it. It had to be a strange man, because any man, any decent man, any woman, any decent woman would never allow that to happen. They would be dead to see their baby dead. Most animals would fight for their babies. They showed these hyenas. And these hyenas were going at these birds, what we call the big birds that got the big legs. I can't think of their name. These hyenas going after their baby. They just had hatched. What they call them big birds, Daya? The one to walk fast. What do they call them birds, Daya? Huh? What do they call them birds?
Birds.
The big tall ones, too. We got the skinny ones. Ostrich, yeah. And these ostrich that had about 12 babies. And the male seen all of these these predators coming at their babies, hyenas. And that he walked that one or two of them down and stomped them and messed them up. And the rest of them seen that, the tribe of they seen that, and they went the other way. So people, everything fight for its children, fight for their babies, except some of us. We won't fight, we won't put up a lick to save our children. Every animal would do that. And human beings supposed to be the crown of this creation. And we know that Jews, Caucasians, other people would fight for their babies. But us, we're not serious. And we know this being unserious comes from where? Come from the plantation. Because during the time of plantation, you couldn't call yourself a father of that child. You couldn't spend no time raising that child. Huh? You couldn't do it. They wouldn't let you do it. They wouldn't let you have no bond with your son or your daughter. They might let you get married, but you don't own your wife. The owner of the plantation at that time owned is your wife. And she might live with you 24/7. But if he wants her, she got to go. Ain't nothing you can say. There used to be sheriffs down here in South Georgia. This is stories going. These stories are here in South Georgia. That the sheriff would go come by this pretty African-American woman house, and a hood would be sitting on the porch, and that sheriff would go in there and have his wife, and then come back out and wave at him. What kind of man is that? You know, so something, I mean, so they took the manhood out of us. They eat it right on out of us. We all the time we claim to be a man most times. I ain't talking about the Muslims, I'm talking about a lot of Christians. Only time they claim to be a man when they got alcoholism, got a little weed in them. Then they claim to be a man. They claim to be tough. They claim that they'll fight if they got some alcohol or some weed in them, or pills, or cocaine or whatever. So this come about by the plantation. And a lot of the problem we have is still that plantation ghosts are still hooving around us. So we still ain't shook them yet because we still getting the lie. Somebody died for our sins. Oh, he coming back. He was Lord. He was God in person. Mary, the mother of God, all this foolishness they've been feeding us. And then soon we stand up against it. They used to shoot us, but they can't do that now. So we shoot back. Most of us, some of us anyway. So all praise is due to our Lord, the Lord, cherish, sustainer of the. So we're going to keep working. We're going to keep sharing what we have with the world. Because our message is to save the Caucasian people. Japanese, every people, this magic will save them. It's not just save one group, it save all groups. It will save all of us from the embarrassment that we are one. And that's a fact. They said many of Caucasians find out they got so much African in them. So we all come from Africa. And they can't do it. If they don't like it, cut it out themselves. Shoot, get a gun and shoot it out themselves. All of us are part of this universe. And what's in the universe, we are part of. So we are all brothers. But when a brother have had the law on his side, had all the best guns, the best lawyers, and all other things, then it's hard to work with that person because he had all the law and all that stuff with it. And, you know, he been tricked. All them tricky language that he buy into. I'm my own man. Nobody tell me what to do. I'm grown. All these are nothing but weak ideas and wrong thinking that Satan have given us. And made us a weak people. Our strength is only in us coming together and fighting, demanding that we become one. That's our strength. That is where our strength lies in that. That we become one. One human thing. And that's what we should be working for. Working for the best of the one. Coming to be one human family. So, you know, I done said a lot. And I know, you know, anybody else got anything, they would like to say, all you got to do is nice one and come into the queue. And all you got to do, nice one, come in the queue. You know, you can't get that. So that means you got anything else you like to say? What I mean? I guess not. So we're going to keep talking. Daya, you want to say anything? Hmm? Well, you still got time to say something. Okay. Yeah, we had the opportunity to go out today. First time this year. And talk to the people. And they loved it. And they love it. They many came up and said they like what we said. Appreciate us. Because the truth stands out clear from falsehood. And eventually the true believer is going to win too. A lot of things. So that's what I'm looking for, to win too. Win the hearts of the people back, because it's much easier for us to live together in peace and work together than we are at each other's throats. We're mad all the time. We're trying to get over each other. That time, that day and time, is the time for us to work together. Because I let them know we live in a neighborhood that all these businesses in this neighborhood making good money, but they don't belong to us. We all be ashamed of ourselves. Going to school for 20 years just to get, say, we got a job. When that's what they brought us over here for, a job. And we can look and see their job been done on us. So the family, as a family of people, we must come together and own everything you see in sight. That's when we preach. That's when you say we appreciate this world. When we own everything we see in sight. Because that is what's going to keep us together. That is what's going to stabilize our life. Us working together. And we're going to do it, inshallah. So anybody else got anything they want to say that match one and come into the queue? We'll cut your mic off. Okay, let me see, something.
Is that
all there? No, nobody else come on. Let me see something. Ain't nobody else come on yet. Let me see.
Don't mess up,
man. No, ain't okay, though. Okay. Okay. Well. Okay, well, Sue Jar is not coming on, inshallah. Let me see what the problem is. Yeah. Okay. Hello, Daya?
Yes.
Can you call Corona?
I'm doing something,
Bob. Oh, we're doing something. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum, Akbar.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, we got two jobs here. Come on, bring him on, bring him up.
Okay, I see. Okay, Suja 240. Okay, all right.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. You got it.
Suja.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Islam.
What y'all? I didn't understand what y'all were saying.
I said you got it.
And now, what would you say that you was planning on doing?
Bring your own.
Bring your own. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, give me that answer. Yeah, thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm gonna first open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there's only one creator, there's only one God, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. And I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, the guys, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Excuse me for running late like this. But after I had seen you had called me, so I said, no, I'm supposed to be on the blog talk. So I was trying to rush and get on the blog talk, and I heard Brother Amin was saying something, and I heard you saying something. So I was just kind of find out what was going on. I didn't know what was going on, you know. So I'm going to first read something from the Holy Quran, starting at Surah 29, Ayat, 32? Yeah, 32. Ayat 32. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Say, enough is Allah for a witness between me and you. He knows what is in the heavens and on earth. And it is those who believe in vanity and reject Allah that will perish in the end. Put on some coffee there. Right quick, please. I appreciate it. They ask thee to hasten on the punishment for them. Had it not been for a term of respite appointed, the punishment would certainly have come to them, and it would certainly reach them of a sudden while they perceive not. They ask thee to hasten on the punishment, but of a surety hell will encompass the rejecters of faith on the day that the punishment shall cover them from above them and from below them. And the voice shall say, chase ye the fruit of your deeds. O my servant who believes, truly spacious is my earth. Therefore serve ye me and me alone. Every soul shall have a taste of death. In the end, to us shall ye be brought back. But those who believe and work deeds of righteousness, to them shall we give a home in heaven. Lofty mansion, beneath which flows rivers, to dwell therein for age, and an excellent reward for those who do good. Those who persevere in patience and put their trust in their Lord and cherish it. How many are the creatures that carry not their own substance? It is Allah who feeds both men, both them and you, for he hears and knows all things. Sallallahu Kadeem, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So we are getting out of that, that Allah is saying that he got everything covered. He have everything covered. And he is saying that enough for him is a witness. Enough for Allah. Just him alone. Enough for him is a witness. The rejectors of faith, the disbelievers, the one that's putting forth evil in the land, influences in the peoples, you know, to worship false gods and believe in false ideals. Allah is saying that these same peoples are trying to threaten him and asking Allah to bring on the punishment. You know, so in reality, when a person has the nerve to write or put forth a teaching that is a lie on God and a lie on his prophets, then I can't see what that person really believes in God. They can't believe in God. You know, and asking God that if you are God, then all that punishment you're talking about, you're going to get hell for your vanities and you're going to get hell for the evil that you're doing, then they doing evil. And they're saying that I ain't nothing happening. I'm not getting no punishment. You know, they trying to threaten God. But Allah is saying hell will encompass the rejectors of faith. They ask thee to hasten on the punishment. And Allah is saying on the day that the punishment shall cover them from above them and from below them, and a voice shall say, taste ye the fruit of your deeds. And that's the way Allah is showing us that it's gonna come to the disbelief. So they can keep on putting out false worship. They can keep on taking their position that they are taking. And there's another place in the Quran, it said that when that punishment come, it's going to look like they are face to face. And the punishment is going to look like a beast. It's going to be as though they're face to face with a beast. So it's coming. The punishment is coming. I'm looking at how they are bragging and how they are acting, Trump and Biden and all of them. I'm looking at how they are flow showing, and like they challenging God and saying, "Bring it on. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm going to keep on practicing racism. I'm going to keep that image up in the air." That's what Jennings is saying. He really acts like he don't believe in God, like God don't exist, because he's pushing a false God. He's pushing the false God. He determined to say Jesus is God. Geno Jennings is determined to say that Jesus is God. But we got to keep the faith, brothers and sisters. We got to be the believers. And we got to not let them threaten us. Don't be so dependent. Don't get in a position where you're dependent on them. Allah said that the earth is spacious. The earth is spacious. You don't have to be just get hung up in their little thing where you put yourself in a dependent situation. Allah said the earth is spacious. And he said, therefore, serve me. Serve him. Keep on serving God. The earth is big. And Allah will be there wherever you go, wherever you set up. Allah will be there. And Allah is saying that to the one that's threatened and to the believer, Allah is saying that every soul shall have a taste of death. And in the end, to us shall ye be brought back. We're going to have to go before God, the one that's raising up that image, the one that's teaching that lie, and the one that teaching against the image, and the one that is showing the people that that's a lie. All of us going to have to go before God in the end. We're going to have to come before God. And God's going to let us know what we did. Allah is saying he asked the question, what is the life of this world but amusement and play? But verily the home in the hereafter, that is life indeed, if they but knew. Now if they embark on a boat, they call on Allah, making their devotion sincerely and exclusively to him. That's because you're out there in that water. You're surrounded by water. You know, then you're gonna act real serious. You're gonna pretend that you really believe. You know, because you ain't got no protection against that water. If you fall off into that water, or if that boat get a hole in it, or if something happens, then you're dependent wholly on Allah. So what those type of people and in that type of situation, they try to show that they are sincerely devoted to God. Allah said, but when he had delivered them safely to dry land, excuse me, behold, they give a share of their worship to others, false gods. They show their hands. They show their real self, you know. Allah said, disdaining ungratefully our gifts and giving themselves up to worldly enjoyment, but soon will they know. Allah said, do they not see that we have made a sanctuary secure and that men have been snatched away from all around them? Then do they believe in that which is vain and reject the grace of Allah. And who does more wrong than he who invents a lie against Allah or reject the truth when it reaches him? False worship. God got a son. Jesus is God. If they know in the truth, they reject it. To put forth that lie, they reject the truth that they know. That's scary, brothers and sisters. That's real scary. To see a person openly defy Allah, openly defy Allah, and argue with you, put forth a lie, that's real scary. But Allah is saying that those who strive in our cause, Allah said we will certainly guide them to our path. But rarely Allah is with those who do right. So we don't have nothing to worry about, brothers and sisters. Allah is with us. We working hard to make, you know, just to live, survive ourselves. And then at the same time, we are putting forth the truth and giving the people another option. So we said all praises is due to Allah. And Allah is saying that he's with those. He's with us. He's with the one that is doing right. We see all this wrong, or we hear all this wrong that is going about. But Allah just want to let you know that he's with you. He's with us. So don't worry about nothing. I mean, we get on this here Blog Talk and Lightning Line and any place else, the Masjid, any place here, any place else. Out on the outside, we get there and we stand up with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. That's what we stand up with. We don't care what the shaitan think. We stand up on the truth, bear witness that there is only one God and that Allah got prophets and messengers. And all of them is servants of Almighty God. So, brothers and sisters, you know, we got to, if we say that we are Muslim and we believe in the truth, then when we put forth the truth, don't have no fear. Don't have no fear. Allah says he's everywhere. All at once. Everywhere. God is not coming. He already here. Thank you. When they talk about Jesus in the beginning, baby, we know there ain't God. God ain't, there ain't no beginning for God. Yeah, Jesus had got a beginning, but God don't have no beginning nor ending. That's the praises that we give to God. He has no beginning nor ending. So, brothers and sisters, as far as our spiritual understanding, that's our spiritual understanding, that he has no beginning nor ending, and he owns everything. He owns everything. And when if he gives us something, nobody has the power to take it from us. I don't care. You can't threaten. You can threaten a believer, but it ain't going to work. Unless the person stops believing. Allah owns everything. And he gives and he takes away from whom he believes. So when we get an idea, we're going to have to keep moving on it, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to keep pushing it. You think a disbeliever will openly challenge truth without being nervous? Scared to death. A disbeliever is not going to stand up and tell this type of truth that we're telling. A disbeliever wants to have a party. He wants to have a good time. He wants to give himself to everything that he see out in this world that is enticing. He wants to look like that he got more to look forward to than the believer. Yeah, he do. He got a whole lot to look forward to. Don't leave out that fire. Don't leave that out neither. You know. We need more of our young peoples to come forward and stand up. The more we see our young peoples standing up and looking forward, the better we'll feel. The better we feel. Showing us that they believe in truth, that they believe in righteousness, that they'll put their life now for truth and righteousness. Allah said that the believer gonna be coming to the house of worship in groves. In groves. They're going to be everywhere, brothers and sisters. They're coming. So, brothers and sisters, we hope that we said something. We going to leave it open for questions and statements. If you got questions, if there's something that we said you didn't understand, then we open for questions. If you see that you need to make a statement, then come on, make the statement. You know. So we came to you, brothers and sisters, in peace. and we're going to leave you in peace. Wa assalamu alaikum.
Well,
we turn it back
over
to you. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
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 I'm going to listen a little long, but if you think you need to quit, I'm doing loud. Thank you for that message. It makes sense to me. And the only thing I know, that's what I thought thinking of. I heard the Imam Water Team Hum say, if it don't make sense, it's not from Allah.
That's right.
Allah. Don't make sense.
Right.
A lot of words. It's something that you can digest. It digests some of the lies we've been deceiving all these years. It digests some things. Somebody gonna die for somebody died for my sins. But the people that tell me that, they ain't going nowhere near that courthouse. If I get in trouble, they ain't going nowhere near that courthouse. And tell not one jury to or anybody in the courthouse somebody died for my sin and I shouldn't be shouldn't even have no trial because somebody has already died for my sin. Things like that, the Christians would be saying that for Donald Trump. Donald Trump said that only Caucasian people should be running for office. Okay. Other people should be running. They go to Spanish and everybody else. So they go.
Yeah,
they go. So they go everywhere. Yeah. So a lot of it's showing the world mercy. And he told you he's gonna show the world mercy, and then he said that he's gonna take the rejecting spies and make them the leader. Why? Because they earned it. Because the people that put them in that situation, being the rejecting spies, they disqualified themselves to being the leader of the world. They had an opportunity to be the best leaders of the world, and they went the other way with it. They became the problem maker. So a lot of He speak to us through Al-Quran. And one of the Surah 23, Al-Mukmanun, the believer, this is what Allah is saying to us. He said, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The believers must eventually win through. Those who humble themselves in prayer, who avoid vain talk, who are acted in deeds of charity, who stain from sex except with their when they're joined to them in the marriage bond, or the captive who their right hand possess, well, in that case they are free from blame. But those who desire and see that these limits are transgressors, those who fulfill the observe their trust in the covenant and who ascribe and guard their prayer, these will be the inheritors who will inherit paradise and they will be dwelled therein forever. Surely Allah has spoke the truth. Now that makes sense. To say you believe him, and then God tells you if you believe him, you already on one too. But now to continue to show you a believer, you got to humble yourself in your prayer.
You got to
stay away from that weak talk, those vain talk. You can't do that. Why you want to do that? Huh? Why? You can't do that. You can't say that. What they going to put there? I don't listen to nobody look like you. The vain talk and see who join to them in marriage bond. So you have to get married. You have to become a community, and a community is filled up with people that married in marriage is showing that you have a married bond, that you trust each other. And now they say they're right hand possessed, but in that case, they are free from blame. I know that during the time of war, there's females and people falling. They said people fall in love with the female when they catch it. They fall in love, but still, you have to have the marriage bond. That's on top. You still got to get married. Okay. It is those who fulfill their obligations and their trust and their covenants. We take a covenant when you say you believe in God. You don't have to take it with me. You take it with God. You say, I believe. Then you pray. And then you do all them things that Allah instructs you to do. And then because you realize that you will be the inheritor. And Allah said, who is the inheritor? The one who will inherit paradise. They will dwell there in forever. That should make you even more steadfast in doing what's right, because you're going to inherit the paradise. You know, you can't see how you're going to do that. You can't. Hollywood don't show you so many movies on this and that. And those things, some of them nice and some of them good, but many of them take you off the course. They take you away from reality. You know how you look at the Wild Wild West, or look at cowboy picture. And who in the cowboy picture? What cowboy picture represent? That good was always defeating evil.
Right.
The righteousness is always winning. The one who was stealing the cows and then doing all the wrong, they got caught and they look real bad and they look real nasty. So who caught them? They look honorable. They look decent. And some of the scenes you see them making a moral decision about what's going on. But in reality, you look for them people in the world when you go out working, or when you go get on a bus or go out in the street or go into a store. You look for those kind of people, and they ain't nowhere to be found.
You can't find them.
Nowhere to be. It's the conclusion that they make. And they give it to us because they tell each other they need somebody to walk on, and they have chosen us. Or they go by what the scripture said, that there's going to be some people that are going to carry your wood and tote your luggage because they got a curse on them. They weren't talking about me. They weren't talking about my father or my mother. God is a merciful and a God, why would he put a curse all the way on my ancestor, then said that curse continued to be? When I read the story about the poor son seeing him naked and his daddy cursed him, I can't swallow that. That don't make no sense. I don't see no man have been following Allah all these years, and all of a sudden that the time that the victory comes, he started doing wrong. He started doing evil stuff. I can't see that. I can see man going in scripture and fixing it away to make you think there's no man, ain't no good. Don't care how many times he follow what God tell him to do. He ain't no good. I don't see that. I see this is what Satan want me to see. Allah says he don't pick nobody. Let me pick them to have women, wives, and children. He don't pick nobody to be a leader of people unless he describes for them a wife and children. Yeah, amen. That's who he chose. That's the best example. Prophet Muhammad was the best example. And then Moses was the best example. He was, and Jesus was an example. But They don't give Jesus no wife. That Jesus wasn't even thinking about getting married. All he thinking about going around healing people. These are the lies of Satan. This is what Satan wants you to believe. Huh? This is what Satan put in there. And Allah said that's why he would take the Quran, don't say nothing like that. The Quran don't even mention no information like that, that the prophets were bad. They made mistakes. They weren't bad. They were the best example. And they had the truth. They had to carry the truth that God gave them back to the people. And so God knows their heart. He knows their soul. He knows. And a lot of them not make bad decisions. So all praise to Allah. So we are here to keep fighting evil that we wake up to every moment. And we winning. I don't see what we. The vision, the true believer on what I see that. I don't. That right there is enough to give you so much faith that Allah with you. Because if you get killed, if death was so bad, you think Allah would want you allow you to have it, and you can't die unless Allah allows you to die. He ain't gonna lie. Nothing happened to you that he don't allow, and he do it for a reason. No, so Allah knows best, and we know very little. So all praise is due to Allah for this glorious book, Al Quran, that teach the human family to be a human family. Like one of the brothers told me tonight that once by we went out today, and once I got this. He said, they listen. He said, I believe what you said. We believe what you said. And we like what you said. They believe, but they ain't got the courage enough to say that they like it. Huh? Well, that's alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother. So praise it be to Allah. We're not out there trying to convert nobody to no religion. We let them know that if they got a religion, in order for that religion to be a legit religion, He has to say there's only one God and have to be the worship of that one God. Any religion that says that there's more than one God and you ain't got to worship God, you ain't got to pray to God, that's not a religion that God said. That's a religion that Satan has said. Somebody died for your sin. You can't use that nowhere. You can't use that to own your wife. You can't go cheat on your wife and say, baby, wait a minute. Now, Jesus died for that. I know I sinned, but Jesus died for it. She said, yeah, I'm going to give you a divorce. Did he die for that? You better get a divorce. Now, I'm going to take everything you got. So all praise is due to Allah. So alhamdulillah. Suja, you still drinking that cup of coffee?
I'm still drinking, but that's all right. I ain't gonna gob it down. I'm drinking a little at a time.
I know you drinking coffee. I got some here too. Yes, sir. And one day we gonna do, we stop and get us a cup of coffee.
Alhamdulillah, you know that.
That one, they were 25% and 50%. They almost $3 now.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It's a shame, man.
$3, yeah, it's a shame.
You go up to a lot of matches, it's almost $5 a cup, $4.55. Yeah, but it has special coffee. Yeah, but
she has one of those specials for bars that have different teas.
Yeah. But
special.
You been right. You been paying $50 for a cup of coffee now. It's almost $3-4, man. That taste ain't got. That don't taste too good.
That's a senior citizen.
Yeah, that went up on the senior citizen.
We come out the one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lie. You ain't talking about the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Who?
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
That's the chief ones.
Yes, sir. But
so alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we don't have access. We got access, but we're not.
Mm-hmm.
We're not on a television every day and exposed to millions and millions of people with this inner truth. We don't need all that.
We just
can have a little space. And when we speak the truth, it goes all everywhere.
It goes everywhere.
It goes everywhere. Even though the hypocrite and the disbeliever, they have the media that they can speak to almost everybody at once.
Yes, sir.
You know, but when they hear the truth, and like you said earlier, you know, they recognize the truth.
Yes, sir.
They had to try to figure out a lie.
They had to make one lie sound like it convinces it. Then they got two more to make the third lie sound like it goes somewhere.
Hoping that you accept it.
When the truth comes, it goes.
So it's clear. Allah is showing us the power in the truth. He's showing us the power in the truth.
Yeah.
You know, he makes Jesus, one of his servants, said, know ye the truth. Know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Yeah.
You know.
And none of these preachers teaching that.
No, sir.
They stay away from that.
No, sir. They want you to listen to them only.
And they stay away from them verses that make the whole sense. That make you think. They stay away from them.
Yeah, that wakes up everybody. They don't want to wake up everybody.
No, sir.
And they see us now, the Muslims, as a people that believe in God. They see us as Muslims, as brothers and sisters that love each other. I mean, Allah is working his plan. Like Allah said, they plan and Allah plan, and Allah is the best of planners.
Best of planners.
Yeah, you know, and so they working their scheme.
No doubt about it.
You know, but the scheme that the devil is working is weak. It's very weak, and it's only for people that is weak. You know, you had to give Satan. You had to let Satan deceive you. You in control at all time. You in control at all time. So when Satan puts something out there, you have to take it and try to justify. You know. But you easily can shine the light of truth on it, and it'll dissipate. It'll disappear.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar. It's time for us to get some of this dunya.
Yeah.
That's what time it is. It's time for us to get some of this dunya. And let the people see and know that we are believers, and that Allah bless us with this here, and that we held on. We went through thick and thin. You know, regardless how hard it got, we held on.
Yeah,
and still believe. We still believe after all this here. You know, they done put naked women before us, and cars and mansions and swimming pools. They done put all this before us.
Yeah,
right now where people got suitcases of money. Some of you ain't never seen.
We've never seen
that close up. Suitcases of money. And not just money. They don't have no suitcases of dollar bills. They got suitcases of $100 bills.
$100, I seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. They had this program where the military was keeping all this money, the whole room had money wrapped up in saran wrap, nine and 10 feet tall.
Kind of,
they had this money piled up all, the whole room was full, and they were moving it with lifters. They were driving and picking it up and moving it, setting it up in different spots, and it was showing where these crooks was robbing them. You know, but it was just the idea of all that money. I said, look at all that money.
Yeah.
So they. We've been through all this here, and we've seen and saw everything that a person can desire for themselves and can't get. We saw all that, but we still bore witness and we still believe. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. We still believe in that Allah is one, and there's no one, there's nothing in the creation that's like him. You know. So I think one of the most powerful things that we can do, one of the most powerful things that we can do is support each other. Because of what they done to us. How they done messed us up.
If we support each other, that's
a whole lot of power coming from us.
Right. That's the key for us to come back. When we support each other, we are coming back. We're finding our way back. When we see that there's nothing wrong with us supporting each other, it has to be something wrong with us, and we don't support each other, and everything points to the reason we are in this condition because we don't support each other. Now they do it. Now we about drugs. We about some stolen from each other. We about all the illegal stuff from me. But when it comes to buying stuff like houses, cars, land, burgers, and all the food that we should
food
be buying,
and stuff like that, you know,
and we get it back to the people who have rain all this trouble down on us, get right back them so they can keep raining trouble down on us. We keep paying them to punish us. That's what we're doing. But when you take that leg away from them, take that leg away from, they gonna fall down, and then we all gonna
fall.
They
got to fall
because
they got
if
fall.
I don't, if, then we don't need you. That's what they trying to say. We don't need you no more.
Yeah.
You know, we done got all that we can get out of y'all now. We don't need you. We don't want you talking to us like y'all equal. We don't want you to think that you can accomplish what we got. We don't want you
they
to see yourself as being a boss or being in charge.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. We and they're going to artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah, the artificial intelligence. That I had had a growth goal and the Western the people that sing no more Western songs. They said too many people are cloning that they're stealing their music, and they want to stop to that artificial intelligence. They want them to stop to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where they kind of show that they don't need us no more.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of show us that they can substitute us. They can build something that is more valuable, you know, than us. But you got African American people is building what they somebody going to substitute us that is more superior.
they
build a robot, and we build a one too, but it's more superior and it's righteous.
Yeah.
So they said, hey, how am I gonna hold somebody like this down? I can't hold this down.
We have,
you know,
well, we made the United States what it was. If we got into power, we fought the Indians. They called us the Buffalo Soldiers. We helped wipe them out. We went over to Germany. We helped wipe them out. The Chinese man. We helped wipe them out and all them different wars. So we want to be. We made the first car, but they ain't gonna tell you that. I didn't know that to my. I didn't know that we was already here before Columbus was.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can look at the name of them streets in the south down there. You can tell we was already here.
We're already here. So,
Agbar, did you see the janaza on TV and this Hassan Sharif that they? His casket was wrapped up in our flag.
Yes, sir.
Did you see that?
Internet.
Of what?
YouTube.
About what?
The burial of the man who got shot in New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah. They had our flag, had them wrapped up in our flag. So that we should let the people know. That's from our community.
Sure.
That's from Wallace D. Muhammad. That's from Wallace D. Muhammad community. When you saw that flag, you said, Law Akbar. That's our flag.
But look, they done put out, they sent a statement to a lot of masjids, accusing the imams of not doing the neighborhood, Somebody sent a blast out on Atlanta Massachusetts. It's all on the internet. They sent it out. They said that the imams ain't doing nothing and all that. I'm talking about Atlanta Massachusetts, how they robbing the people and all that.
Oh, Lord,
that's. Who you stand up? That's what you have to do. That's what's gonna happen.
You got to face that.
Them young people over there is coming together and opening business everywhere.
Allahu Akbar.
All right, man.
Come on.
Huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, a class of teaching, email teaching. Yeah. Yeah, they're doing that.
Yeah,
they're doing
that. We can't let them change the teaching.
And I know somebody got mad about that. That's what that is.
Let them change the teaching.
If you
got to keep on freeing the individual. We got to let the people know that this is about the individual.
Yeah.
You know.
If you ain't doing nothing.
Get themselves together, you know, because they're going to have to face a lot as an individual. And that they have to learn how to think for themselves. They're going to have to practice that.
You're right. But once you know, once you start doing something, that's when they come at you, right?
Yeah, they're going to come at you.
Yeah,
because they don't want no individual having knowledge and taking care of themselves and taking care of their family. They want the individual to stay dependent.
Yeah, like them people went to the email on you, and they're trying to say you weren't doing nothing. And then when you had a meeting, they ain't said nothing. But the same one who said you ain't doing nothing. I ain't never seen them doing not one thing. Never showed up, yeah.
Yeah, they never showed up. And that's their thing. Is they instead of trying to fall in and support, they try to establish the bit. They causes division. It causes division. But it's not successful. It ain't working. You can't see nothing that they producing. If you look around, that's what bear witness to the truth, the reality. You don't see nothing. Good talk. They talk good. Good cook bars and good explanation and claim that they are doing everything you're supposed to be doing, learning the Arabic, saying all the prayers and all those things, you know, recognizing everybody and giving everybody a label, You an imam, and you a sheikh, and you a oh yeah, they give me everybody. Oh, you know, I'm calling you this now. This is your name now from now on. But we don't see nothing.
See nothing.
And at least we can build a stove, open up a stove. The Army Elijah Muhammad with a third grade education opened up a stove.
Mm-hmm.
All that money that they receiving, and they can't open up a store. Not only could they open up a store, they can support other people that's trying to do something.
Yeah,
that's their obligation to support other people that is trying to do something. That's really help to believe.
At least the people can see where their money is going. But you tell them they have no school, they don't have no school, they don't have no
school. They're going to remodel them. Yes, sir. They're going to help. They're going to help put some food in some people. In some people's cigarettes.
They get these big people together. And then they'll start buying land, come up with a grant or fear of their business on that land where we can own it. Rent land from people only gonna get you wrong. As soon as you start making big money, they're gonna come and want to go up on the rent of that land. You have to own the ground that you work on.
Yes, sir. Man, we got some people is filter rich. Muslims among us, filter
yeah.
rich. Filter rich and ain't helping nobody.
Yeah,
if they do, nobody. They do it in secrecy.
Yeah.
And they do it as a person that want to be recognized as powerful.
Do
the
best you can do. Yeah. It's not wasting
time talking
about
somebody else.
Well, yeah.
Poor people can't.
Yeah. We see when they are recognized when somebody recognizes them as somebody that's helping somebody.
Yeah.
That's helping the needy and helping the poor.
Yeah.
You know, that's the Quran. That's the Quran.
Yeah, they still feeding the needy. They still going out and serving food.
They got nerves.
No, that's it.
They got nerves, brother. They got nerves. They speak out bold. They speak out boldly against the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you known the people ain't doing nothing? They'll talk around too much when they start doing something they start talking about.
Yeah.
Who do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they doing something. I didn't say they doing something. Okay.
I'm not
personal. Okay. Sujar, will you close us out with a prayer, please, sir?
Yes, sir. I sure will. A'udhu bilahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother Sharif. I had your phone on, your line open, but you didn't want to come in. And that's okay. We're glad to have you. Thank you, all the rest. May Allah bless us all. Jumaa Mubarak.
Jumaa.